Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today we are talking turkey and giving thanks. On this Thanksgiving Day episode, fourth and fifth grade students at Hayden Peak Elementary School talk about what they are thankful for, from family and friends to teachers and talkies. But first, we head out to Fox Hollow Elementary, where second grade students share their thoughts on preparing the perfect Thanksgiving meal, including cooking what could be the biggest turkey of all time. Tell me your name.
Rylan.
What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Turkey? How long does it take to cook a turkey, do you think?
Maybe 10 minutes and 30 seconds.
10 minutes and 30 seconds. What if you only cooked it 10 minutes and not the 30 seconds? What do you think would happen?
Maybe it'll be raw.
It would maybe be raw. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not a chef. I don't cook things. I eat a lot more than I cook. So I'm not really sure how to cook all this stuff. What other foods does your family have at Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. I hope they have gravy. What color is the gravy?
Sometimes brown.
Which do you prefer? No, sorry. Sorry to put the pressure on. Your whole class is watching to see what type of gravy you like. I like the brown. You like the white? Okay. All right, let's talk gravy, folks. That's a very comfortable topic for me. You like the brown? Tell me your name.
Brinley.
And what's your favorite food at Thanksgiving?
Probably the turkey, too.
You like the turkey? Do you like the white meat or the dark meat?
Dark.
Dark meat, brown gravy. What else do you like at Thanksgiving?
The mashed potatoes and the pumpkin pie.
Mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. Do you feel like you eat more on Thanksgiving Day than on other days? I do too. How long do you think it takes to cook a turkey?
I don't know.
I don't really know either, to tell you the honest truth. How long do you think it... What's your name?
Donnie.
Donnie, how long do you think it takes to cook a turkey?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Do you cook it in the microwave or the oven?
The oven.
So 30 seconds in the oven. How hot do you think the oven needs to be?
Super hot.
Super hot. Is that a setting on the oven, or do you think you just turn it up pretty high?
I just think you turn it up super high.
If it's glowing red inside and it's hard to get close to it, then it's hot enough?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. We're getting a lot of good advice here. I think, listeners, you ought to try this advice, because until you've tried it, how do you know? How do you know whether it works or not? All right, let's talk with you over here at this table. What is your name?
Kaya.
Kaya, do you like Thanksgiving? What do you like about Thanksgiving?
Probably spending time with my family.
Do you watch sports at all?
Until my parents tell me that I have to.
Oh, they tell you that you have to watch sports?
Yes.
But you don't necessarily want to.
No.
What's your name?
Cameron.
You don't like to watch sports either, you said?
Nope.
Not on Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Do they watch Thanksgiving sports at your house?
Yeah.
What sport do they watch?
I forgot.
But they do watch sports and you don't like
it. Yep.
So what do you do instead?
I just go downstairs and play.
What's your name?
Chalice.
Chalice? How many pounds do you think a turkey is?
2 million.
2 million pounds. Does that include stuffing or is that without the stuffing?
Without the stuffing.
Without the stuffing. Whoa. That's just another reason not to cook the stuffing in the turkey. Over 2 million pounds may be too much for the oven. How long do you cook a turkey?
3 hours.
3 hours for 2 million pounds. Okay. And what temperature?
900 degrees.
900 degrees, 2 million pounds, 3 hours. Okay, you are listening at home. I hope you're taking notes because Chalice knows what's up. How many people would that feed?
The whole earth.
The whole earth. The generosity that Chalice is showing right now. He wants to feed the whole earth with a 2 million pound turkey. It's truly inspiring. It's inspiring. What does Thanksgiving look like for you, Chalice?
It's really fun.
What makes it fun? Besides 2 million pounds of turkey meat.
Watching Aggies football.
Watching Aggies football on Thanksgiving. Do you cheer for the Aggies all the time?
Yes.
Are you required to, or do you just come by this naturally?
I just like to, and they're my favorite team.
Okay, I respect that. Tell me your name.
Brayden.
Brayden, what do you like about Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Turkey? What else?
Turkey.
So you like turkey and what else?
Turkey.
Well, it's, you know, Brayden, since you like turkey so much, it's a good thing because Chalice over there has 2 million pounds of turkey meat he's trying to get rid of. Wow. Anybody like cranberries? Okay, tell me your name.
Jack.
And Jack, you do not like cranberries.
Yes.
What do you dislike about cranberries? What did they do to you?
I hate them.
Now see, not liking cranberries is different from hating them. Did you have a bad experience in your childhood?
No.
You just have decided you hate them?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried them?
Yes.
Oh, so you did try them, and what do they taste like?
I don't know really too much.
They just taste like unhappiness.
Yeah.
Where do cranberries come from?
I don't know.
But you just wish they'd go back.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Brinley, who eats the most in your family at Thanksgiving?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa does? Okay, do you think your grandpa realizes he's the one who eats the most?
Yes.
Is he proud of it? Does he kind of tell everyone he's going to eat more than everyone else?
Yes.
Okay, here's the big question. After he eats more than everyone else, does he then fall asleep on the couch?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what? He sounds like a lot of grandpas out there. Tell me your name.
Chasen.
And Chasen, when you're not playing and having fun, how do you help at Thanksgiving?
I clean up.
You clean up? Wow, that's impressive. What do you do to help clean up?
I throw away the trash.
Is that only at Thanksgiving, or do you do that all the time?
Mostly all the time.
Wow, that's really cool. That is going to be necessary after we serve 2 million pounds of turkey. There's going to be a lot of cleanup and garbage. So you guys make a good team. Some of you know how to cook. Some of you, you know, are ready to clean up, and that's awesome. Please tell me your name. What do you think is in stuffing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think like kind of like these little things that like feel like mashed potatoes.
These little things that feel like mashed potatoes? What else? Who else has an idea? Brayden, what do you think is in stuffing?
Sheep fur.
What is?
Sheep fur.
Sheep fur? Well, some of the stuffing I've had has not been very tasty, but I don't think that any of it has had sheep fur that I'm aware of. Aiden, what do you think is in stuffing?
Bread.
Bread? Yes, it is. There is bread in stuffing. There's a lot of other stuff I don't know about, but well done. Oh, and celery. Wow. And what else? Bread and celery.
And carrots.
And carrots. And love. Donnie, what's in stuffing?
A million hearts.
A million hearts. A million hearts, 2 million pounds of turkey. It's a beautiful thing.
So bread, celery, carrots, broccoli.
Wow, bread, celery. It sounds very good for you. Maybe we should all eat some more stuffing. Okay, thank you very much for letting me come in and talk with you guys. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back to speak with students from Hayden Peak Elementary about Thanksgiving.
How many times do you hear your child ask, "What's for breakfast?" or "What's for lunch?" Find out what's on the menu at your child's Jordan School District school every day by simply downloading the NutriSlice app to your smartphone or desktop. The NutriSlice app gives you quick and easy access to daily menus, pictures of meal choices, and nutrition information, along with allergens present in the foods. The app also allows students and parents to give feedback on food. Download the NutriSlice app today and enjoy school breakfast and lunch in your school cafeteria.
Welcome back. We're here with students at Hayden Peak talking about what they're thankful for. What's your name?
My name's Shannon.
And what are you thankful for around Thanksgiving time?
Well, I'm really thankful for my family and my friends and a lot of people, basically.
Yeah, a lot of people. That's a good thing to be thankful for. Who else are you thankful for?
I'm also thankful for my teachers and policemen and firefighters and people who serve our country.
My name is Cody, and I am thankful for the U.S. military and how they served us, and some have given their lives. And I am thankful for my family and what they've provided for me.
Sierra, what are you thankful for?
My family and the things they do for me.
I'm Kona, and I'm thankful for school.
What do you like about school?
That I can learn.
What's your name?
I'm thankful for the food that I have, the activities I get to do.
What are some of your favorite activities?
Piano, ventriloquism, soccer.
Piano, ventriloquism, and soccer. That's a lot of things to do all at once.
Not all at once.
Oh, okay, not all at once. You're learning ventriloquism, huh?
Yeah.
And do you have a ventriloquism dummy?
Not a dummy.
What are they called? I'm sorry, is that not the proper term?
It's called a puppet.
A puppet, I'm sorry. Miles, what are you thankful for?
My family, my friends, and the policemen, firefighters, and the army.
All right, tell me your name.
My name's Louie.
And Louie, what are you thankful for?
For my parents and how I can be here and do this podcast.
I'm grateful that you're here doing the podcast as well. Tell me a little bit about your parents. What do they do for you?
They let me go to school and learn and play sports I like to do.
What are the sports you like to play?
Football and basketball.
What position do you like to play in football?
Safety.
Safety. And what does the safety do?
He's the last defender and he has to take all the tackles and watch all the passes.
I'm going to call you the last defender. I kind of like that phrase, the last defender. Okay, well, good luck. I'm glad your parents are so supportive of that. That's awesome. Ellie, what are some things you're thankful for at Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for my family and for my clothes.
Okay, awesome. Ashley, what are you grateful for?
My family and everybody that will... that I can trust, my family, my friends, my teachers, Mrs. Fisher, the food that my parents provide, and the house over my head.
What are you thankful for, Kylie?
I'm thankful for the roof over my head, and I'm thankful for my food. I like to eat Takis.
Takis? Those are hot.
Not for me.
Not for you. We bought this big multi-pack of chips, and I was the one that was in charge of eating the Takis because no one else could stand them. Hey, I admire you. Good work. We had a lot of fun with students at Fox Hollow and Hayden Peak Elementary Schools who shared their thoughts on Thanksgiving and secrets to a successful turkey dinner. Don't try this at home. In Jordan School District, we are thankful every day for the opportunity to educate students and help them find success in life. From all of us at the Supercast, happy Thanksgiving, and remember, education is the most important thing you will do today.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys!